on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
Welcome, everyone, to Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio. Tonight, the road to the 2024 state tournament begins for 64-3 teams from across the state of Iowa as they look to move on one step closer to the 2024 Iowa Boys State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. It is win or, as Helan is, stay home, as the 12-9 Crusaders host the 10-11 Sioux Center Warriors tonight. Both the Crusaders and the Warriors come into tonight's game coming off tough losses to quality out-of-state opponents earlier this week. Crusaders fell to Omaha Scott Catholic, while the Warriors were edged by a really, really good Sioux Falls Christian team. It is once again our pleasure to welcome all of our listening audience, wherever you may be tuning into from. It is great to have you with us once again. Coverage of postseason Crusader basketball is brought to you through the generosity of Five Star Awards and more, Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Insurance Services, Greg Fisher, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes. Tonight, the Crusaders, supporting a 12-9 season mark, look to shake off a pair of late-season losses to Omaha Scud and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson and utilize their home court edge to get past a tall and talented Sioux Center unit and move into a Thursday night sub-state final semifinal against the winner of tonight's Sergeant Bluff-Luton Storm Lake matchup in Sergeant Bluff. For the Crusaders, tonight's game begins a quest to return to the Wells Fargo Arena, where they lost in the state semifinals last season on their way to a 19-7 record. To reach that goal, the Crusaders must handle a tested Sioux Center team that has a rich history of success. The overall series record has the Crusaders holding a 4-0 record, last meeting dating back to 2011. Jay, I think we were on the bench back then.
We were there for that one, Tom.
Yes, and so I want to welcome co-athletic director Jay Wright and Luis Torre back in the studio. I'm Tom Betts, again, welcoming you and the listening audience to another night of Helan Basketball on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's MRAC contest. KFHC KOIA Radio and Bishop Helan wish to thank all of our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Helan Basketball. And, of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all of our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Helan Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. Tonight's pregame is brought to you in part by premier sponsors, Verity Group LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilmus, Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Jay, I tell you what, we got a heck of a, not only a great game here, this sub-state's going to be a bear.
I think there's, if any of these eight teams come out and win it, I don't think it'd be a huge surprise. They all got guys that can play.
Yes.
They'll all guard you. They're all well-coached. It's going to be a dogfight. Whoever gets the state tournament's going to earn it out of this sub-state. And, you know,
absolutely.
Some of the records aren't maybe glowing, but these teams have all played really good competition, played some really tough people, and they're going to be battle-tested. So nobody's going to show up and get a game where, hey, this team's just not ready for what they're going to see.
Right. And, you know, we know the Crusaders have been battle-tested. One of the top strength of schedules in the state, Sioux Center, I don't know if their schedule's been quite as tough as the Crusaders, but, playing Sioux Falls Christian last week, they certainly weren't afraid to go and test one of the one of the premier teams in the two states, Iowa and South Dakota.
Since Sioux Falls Christian has been an outstanding program.
Yeah.
You know, the Sioux Lane Conference has obviously had some really, really good teams. MOC, obviously the number one seed in the Sioux Lane Conference with Center West Line. But Unity Christian, all really good teams in two ways. So Sioux Center has played a really, really good schedule as well. And they got size. They got, you know as well as I do, Tom, every Sioux Center team ever played has some guys that can dribble and shoot and play the game the right way. And you're not going to out-fundamental Sioux Center. They played basketball since they were little kids, and they know how to play the game. And
exactly.
You got to go earn it and beat them.
Well, I'll talk a little bit about the Crusaders real quick. Tonight we'll be playing without senior Bo Chamberlain. Bo's got a little bit of a back issue. We'll be sitting out tonight. In his place is 6'2" sophomore Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen brings a little bit of a different game than Bo, but what I really like about Kaysen is he gives us extra possessions. He hits that offensive glass, and he's active, active, active.
He goes and gets some rebounds, and you get a whoa once in a while.
Yeah.
He went and got that. You know, it's a yo every once in a while.
Now, Jay, we don't have much time here. Tell us a little bit about Sioux Center.
Well, I think the big thing, Sioux Center has been a team that's been really streaky even within games. They're a team that can get up 20 on a team and then lose, or a team they can be down 20 and come back and win. I think if you're the Crusaders, you got to find a way to stop that, stop their runs. Don't let them get on one of those big runs. Settle in early, play your game, and don't let them get going.
Yeah.
They've got size. Obviously, Carson Bruin, the Kansas football recruit, a 6'6", big body. We got to keep him off the boards. But Calvin Beats, a 6'4", kid, awfully good player. Luke Dykstra, 6'4". So they got some length and size. You've got to be able to get to the boards on them. And I think the big thing with Crusaders, you got to get some runs of yourself. We've seen the Crusaders make a 10-12-0 run, but then give up one. But we need to get that big run and keep a foot on the gas and keep them down and not let them feel like they can get back in the game.
Agreed. Well, we got a moment here. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Verity Group Crusader pregame show ahead of tonight's double. I'm sorry, not tonight's doubleheader, but tonight's game with Sioux Falls or Sioux Center. And again, this is going to be a great evening. Send it back to the studio and hear some from some of those great sponsors.
To get focused and stay focused in February, Action Coach XL Edge is here to help. We guide business owners, leaders, and professionals to get stronger and grow. We show them how to invest in themselves, their people, their systems, and their processes to drive accountability and achieve real results. Plus, they find joy again in what they do. For information on how to partner with us, we're online at xledge.actioncoach.com. Let's get more life out of your business.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the Gorman Fieldhouse as we are just ready for starting lineups, and we're going to do the same thing for the Crusaders tonight. As we mentioned, Kaysen Thomas stepping in for Bo Chamberlain at one of those forward spots. Number 12, Brady Schultz, a 6-foot senior at one guard spot. Number 15, Quinn Olson, the do-it-all athlete at forward. Number 22, Sean Schaefer, a 6-foot senior at a guard spot. Matt Knoll, number 23, in the post at 22 and a half a game. And then for your Sioux Center Warriors, they were pretty much a team of five guys.
Yeah.
Briggs Friedman, a 6-foot senior at 13 points a game. Luke Dykshorn, a 6'4" senior at 10 points a game. Brady Ahrens, 6-foot junior at 19 points a game.
And, you know, I think he averages 7 points a game, because if you look at the numbers over here, it adds up to seven, and somehow I think it's 7 points a game.
So we're gonna blame Coach Bob Geary, who's on vacation in Arizona with the snafu there. But Coach Brady is the son of Todd Ahrens, a longtime coach at Sioux Center,
and his mom is Julie DeYoung, one of the all time leading scorers in Boyden Hall girls basketball history. So he's got some talent.
There you go. Cale Van Beek is 6'6" senior at 9 points a game. And then, as you mentioned, the Kansas football recruit Carson Brunn at 6'6", averaging 13 points a game. Again, it's going to be a great night.
This is the fun part of the season. This is the part of the year that you enjoy. Who's going to settle down first, I think, is a big thing, right? Like, who settles in and says, let's just play basketball? I think they get really, really worried about, you know, if you get caught up in the moment, it's a bad deal. You want to just go play and not get caught up in, oh, this is a big game, or this could be my last game, this could be the last one I play. Just go play.
Apparently, we can't do fist bumps.
You cannot do fist bumps with the officials.
Hey, I like this. I'm liking tonight already.
I wish that was a rule all the time. Yes. I think it's a crazy thing to do, and somehow that got started, and we can't stop it.
Hey, before we have the national anthem, we're going to send you back to the studio so we can hear from pregame prayer from Bishop Penland Chaplain Father Travis Crotty. Again, you're listening to the Verity Group pregame show on KFHC KOA Radio.
Did you know Bishop Helan Catholic School uses Paychex? Paychex simplifies Helan's onboarding of new teachers and staff. Paychex also automates Helan's payroll for both exempt and non-exempt teachers and staff. Plus, Paychex helps the Helan finance staff stay up to date with the latest tax rates and regulations. Paychex's mission and philosophy emulate Helan's to support one another, thrive, and flourish. Learn how Paychex's time-saving solutions for payroll, HR, and benefits can enhance your business efficiency by contacting Andrew Erdman.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Helan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we wanted to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the Oklahoma Fieldhouse. We're just finishing up the national anthem here, just prior to tonight's Class 3A first-round game with the Sioux Center Warriors and the Bishop Heelan Crusaders. And we got a nice crowd here. Coach Wright, student section solid. Sioux Center, student section solid.
Nice student sections tonight. Could be a little raucous environment. So I think still some people walking through the doors here for the 7 o'clock tip. And a great night to be out at a basketball game. So now, I think we're going to see a good one, Tom.
Now, we talked about keys to victory. I'm going to give one, and then you can give all you want. But I think one of the Crusaders' keys is, can we attack zone defense? Because if you scouted the Crusaders, well, you know they've struggled against a 2-3 zone. I don't know what Sioux Center is going to do, what their mojo is, but I would guess that
it comes down to making shots versus zone, right? It comes down to if we make some shots, we'll be in great shape. And you see the games we played well, Brady Schultz and, I guess Bo's not here, Sean, and those guys have hit some threes early, and that's opened some things up. So
and shoot with confidence. As Matt Noel gets the tip, and Brady Schultz will get things going here, as it looks like Sioux Center will start in a man-to-man defense. Schultz to the high post. Quinn Olson pops. They're doing a great job denying Matt Noel. Back to Schultz, looking for a Quinn Olson in the post on the right side, right block. Quinn's does what he does. He tries to back it down. Crusaders being patient up top to Schultz. Left wing to Kaysen Thomas. Thomas looks for the drive. Kicks out to Schultz. Challenge on that three. Back to Sean Schaefer from the top. Sean a little bit long off the three-pointer, but offensive rebound Schultz. Schultz will bring it back out. Direct traffic. He's looking in for Matt Noel in the post. Noel gets it, and they're going to let him go one-on-one. Matt, good decision, kicks it out to Quinn Olson. Okay. A little tip pass, and the Sioux Center Warriors will come away with the break. Left wing, that was number two. Briggs Friedman misses the layup, and so quick start, but the Crusaders turn it right back over trying to push the ball. And again, Sioux Center, number 11. It's Brady Aarons with nothing. Hits 34. Cale Van Beek from mid-post, and Van Beek and Sioux Center with the first points of the night.
They get a couple of sloppy passes there by the Crusaders, just trying to go a little bit too fast,
trying
a little bit too much. And you try, sometimes in these games you're trying to score 5 points in one possession. And great defense there. Face guard Matt Noel is Cale Van Beek. Just everywhere he goes, they're face guarding him and going to try to make somebody else beat the Crusaders besides Matt Noel.
I think what you're going to see is a heavy dose of they're going to sag off of Kaysen Thomas inside with the big boy, and Quinn Olson with the drive to the basket gets inside. Nice finish,
drive.
Quinn Olson. I see Quinn's sporting the headband tonight as well.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a little change of mojo.
Well, you don't want my opinion on headbands, Tom. That's not what you want.
Anyway.
It's not what you want, Tom.
Anyway, Sioux Center down to, again, Crusaders starting off man over to Van Beek. Van Beek looks inside, nothing there. Again, they're looking inside to Carson Brunn. Brunn, look inside. Ball tipped away, and here's Noel in transition. Noel pushed the ball. Don't be surprised if you see him put his head down attack basket. Noel, nice kick out to Sean Schaefer. Schaefer from three, a little bit long.
Good block out there by Carson Brunn on Kaysen Thomas.
Yeah. Again, Brunn's going to be a hard guy to get around for Kaysen. Again, Sioux Center being pretty deliberate. There's Aarons again with the drive. Nothing there. Crusaders, solid D. Number two, Friedman might have gotten away with the travel inside to Brune. Brune's going to use that little left hand on Noel. And not only is the score, he picks up the first foul on Matt Noel. One thing Matt Noel's been great at all season
is not getting in foul trouble.
And
he has been good, too, if he's gotten a foul playing without it. But really nice job there, Matt Noel playing behind. Nice post feed, just a nice little fake to the left and then spin back middle. And nice little move by Carson Brunn, the lefty, with the free throw.
Yeah,
and he knocks it down. Nice looking free throw.
Good looking free throw. Great rotation. Crusaders down early.
Should be 5-2. There they go.
5-2. They got to fix as Schultz brings it up. Crusaders coming down again. Sioux Center and man. Crusaders just looking to run some motion offense. Looking at the ball inside to post to Quinn Olson. Quinn's going to have an advantage there. I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of double down in the post. Quinn on the penetration.
Carson Brunn just kind of sitting in the lane making. Oh, big shot there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Kaysen Thomas with a 15-footer from the baseline, and basically Carson Brunn just sitting in the lane not guarding him.
Yeah.
And if he can hit that and you can pull Brunn away from the basket, that's going to work well for the Crusaders.
Yeah. Cale Van Beek with the drive. Really, Crusaders not able to stop that dribble penetration. He gets really close, hits a layup. And scouting report says, Cale Van Beek is a kid that's had last year had a really good year. Slow to start this year, but really coming around. Very good athlete. He's a 6'4" senior that handles the ball, does a nice job. Oh, the Warriors got caught falling asleep there. Sean Schaefer sneaks on the backside of the out of bounds play. 7-6 Sioux Center. the Warriors again pushing it up. Just running motion offense, looking out top, up top to Aarons. Aarons looks to drive on Brady Schultz, gets it deep out to Luke Dykeshorn, back to Aarons. Aarons to the left wing to Friedman. Nothing there. Friedman up top. Friedman's going to maybe attempt the three. Nothing there. Great job, Sean Schaefer.
A good defense by Sean Schaefer. And right there, really good defense by the Crusaders all around. They look like they're going to drive a couple times.
Yeah.
Crusader, nice job cutting it off. Good weak side help. Quinn Olson on Bruin that time.
Yeah.
Switching it up a little bit with Matt Nolan, some foul trouble. They switched the defense there. And
well, that's
good
again,
defensive possession for the Crusaders.
That's a good matchup. Quinn's got this, maybe not the strength to match Bruin, but he's certainly our strongest kid. Crusaders, a little flex cut there to Sean Schaefer inside
nice
Kaysen Thomas. And
Kaysen Thomas, if they're going to play off, you just cut to the basket.
Yeah.
And right there, you just pass it off to Sean Schaefer, just cut to the basket, wide open, nobody around him because all their attention's on somebody else. Nice cut by Kaysen, a good finish.
Yeah.
A shot he might not have finished 2 weeks ago. And
right. And again, they're going back into Carson Bruin, and he took it right to Matt Knoll. Matt Knoll's kind of complaining with handcuffs right now because two fouls here early in the first quarter. Boy, that's something that coach really makes it. Coach's decision's tough. Oh, how about that? Sean Schaefer, really the last game down at Scott, he hit a couple threes.
Yep.
We get his confidence going. That's a big, big deal. And he hits that three. Again, Van Beek with the drive, nothing there. Out to Friedman to back inside to the big boy.
Yep.
And no answer right now.
And Matt with one foul just doesn't want to get that second one. And so he's just kind of letting him go. And
I kind of wish he'd get around in front that a little
bit. Playing behind. He's kind of getting his way, and they're playing behind right now. And
yeah. Again, Schaefer kicks out to Kaysen Thomas. Thomas with the charge. And that's, again, I live with that foul. A good aggressive take. Kaysen is, he's
good to see him being aggressive.
He's kind of playing a position he's not used to. He's more of a guy that's going to hang around the hoop. And as Charlie Von Drager will check in, Charlie, the 6'5 junior, checks in for Brady Schultz. Crusaders going to switch into a little 1-3-1 half-court defense, which I know Coach Hahn has been looking at some options defensively with the zone.
Well, when you got man some foul trouble, they've been getting you some trouble in the post. You mix something up, give them a different look, and see if something else can work here.
Correct. Again, nice job as the Warriors attack. Very good. Again, Kale Van Beek drives. No one's there at the baseline to stop, and the Warriors score. 13-11 Warriors, 2:42 left here in this first quarter. Olsen drives down. Up top, Schaefer again. Schaefer back to Olsen. Up top to Charlie Von Drager. Charlie with the drive off the front of the rim. Gets his own rebound and to Kaysen Thomas.
Wow.
And Thomas with his third
Thomas
bucket.
Thomas being active. I mean, that's what you want to see. You get any points out of him, you're happy. He's already got seven for the Crusaders.
Well,
six for the Crusaders.
And I guarantee you, Kaysen Thomas didn't have a lot of ink on the scouting report.
No. Crusaders back to man-to-man. And Bruin just working on there's a miss, but
this is a 50-50 call for the officials, and that's a tough call there. That the Crusaders goes off the Crusaders. Warriors will inbound deep in the corner.
I think when Sean Schaefer went to throw it off the Sioux Center guy, I think he stepped out of bounds. He touched it. And
Pierce Conley checking in for Quinn Olson, giving an early break to the senior. Pierce has given us really good minutes here.
He's played very well the last couple weeks. Played really well down at Ellery this year. Has given some really good minutes to Crusaders. Added some depth to this team that they've needed. And
yeah. Crusaders in a little 1-3-1 again. Bam. But, we leave
Dykeshorn open in the corner and knocked it down and just didn't get out there and contest that and had some time to look at it and got a nice three.
Crusaders, again, come down just running a five-out offense. Von Drager on the right wing. He dribbles up top. Looks at the three. Nothing there. Back over to the right wing to Schaefer. Skip pass to Conley. Nothing there. Conley with the tip ball. Thomas
keeping it alive.
Kaysen
and
Thomas.
That's just that athletic play, keeping things alive. Nice pass to Sean Schaefer at the free throw line for a jumper. And that's Kaysen Thomas just making plays, being athletic.
Well, I tell you what, here we are first quarter, and Matt Knoll hasn't scored. And we're down 16, one. We'll
15,
take it.
Down one with minute 20 to go. And
yeah,
I think with the Crusaders, you got to find something defensively that works. Things come a little bit too easy for the Sioux Center Warrior squad right now. And there's a three from Beek in the corner, and now an offensive rebound.
And again, there's Brown just kind of –
three offensive rebounds right there, bing, 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 and –
The offense rebounds right now killing Crusaders, and they're going to get a foul. They're called on Van Beek on the rebound, but we can't have a consistent night of giving up three shots.
They have four shots on that possession, and two of them kind of by the basket there. And it's really easy once you're right by the basket, the guy shoots. You got to then get a body on him. You can't let him shoot and then watch the ball come off the rim. if he shoots it, get a hand up, make him shoot over, right. Then get a body and block him out, especially a big body like Brune in the middle.
Yeah, subs coming in as we get Olsen and Schultz back in. Schultz directing traffic up top. Crusaders will run a little high pick, high entry to Quinn Olsen. Olsen tries to attack Brun, and he, you know what, good defense by Sioux Center.
Not bad defense by Brune there. Just Quinn took it at him. Not bad defense, and just, you know, I like the attacking of him. Go after him. Nothing wrong with that.
Crusaders, again, staying in that zone.
Good rebound by Matt Knoll.
Given short corner up, but right now we're not really affecting him, I don't think, defensively. I think we're going to play that 1-3-1. It's got to be a little more aggressive.
A little more active. Hands up in the lanes. To face guard Matt Knoll's about 30 feet from the basket. To face guard him, not even looking, just looking at Matt, not even looking at the basket here. And
18 seconds left here in the first quarter. Crusaders will wait for the last shot. Trailing 16-15. Schultz off the left side, up to top to Quinn Olsen, looking for a backdoor cut. Olsen from three, and it's good. I tell you what, we've had bonus play the entire first quarter, Coach, and Crusaders
and
with that three
with
take
a
lead.
And that's a 2-point lead, and Matt Knoll hasn't even maybe taken a shot yet, and you got a 2-point lead. If you're Crusaders, you got to feel good about that. So the 2-point lead. Find some magic defensively, and we'll be in good shape.
Again, you're listening to KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio 88.1. We're going to send it back to the studio for a few messages from our great sponsors.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
I suppose so, okay, today.
Have you taken your medicine today?
I got it in my hand, just trying to get the dang thing open. Oh, shoot, I just dropped them all over the floor. I can't even see where they all went. You know, I sure could use some help around here.
Tri-State Nursing offers home care from 2 hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call today, 277-4442.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Gorman Fieldhouse. Crusaders leading 18-16. We just started the second quarter while we were away. Nice little pick and roll up top. Kaysen Thomas, pick and roll by Sioux Center. They got Brun with the nice slip, but Kaysen Thomas comes over, blocks a shot.
Looked like a nice block. Kaysen Thomas on Carson Brun and got the foul call. And that's it. If you're Carson Brune, take that thing up aggressive, you might get a call. But, man, that looked like
clean. And I apologize. I got to call him Brune, not Brun. Apologize. And he's Carson Brune's a nice free throw shooter. Well, I got a chance. I want to give a shout-out to our first quarter sponsors tonight, first quarter sponsors of Fiber Common Mills, Shellhammer Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Brune with 2 for 2 from the line to give the Warriors a tie ball game here. I tell you what, it's been even, Steven. Both teams playing well.
And I look for the Crusaders to maybe run something to the back door here. You know, the old rub action or something. Try to get Matt Knoll something. They're really overplaying. Just rub something, give him a back door, clear out a side.
Yeah. There's Matt going baseline. Nice job cutting off. Charlie Von Drager from three. A little bit off. Quinn Olsen does a great job trying to keep the ball alive, but Sioux Center will maintain possession. They've scouted us well. They know who kind of stirs the drink, Matt Knoll, and they've done a great job taking him out of the game so far.
And again, it comes down to other people hitting shots. And opening things. If you'll be able to put the shots when things up, then they're going to have to not guard Matt Knoll that way, and then he'll get some looks. So if you're Matt Knoll, don't get frustrated. Don't force things. Stay with it, and eventually some shots will come. Yeah. You hope you get some things in transition, but to have that happen, you got to get some stops and get out and run.
Yeah, Van Beek, handles the ball quite a bit as Aaron's tries. Picks up his dribble on Schultz, nothing there. Out top to number 23, who's checked into the ball game.
That's Destrody.
Kyle Destrody. Up top to Van Beek. Van Beek seems to be the guy that hands the ball quite a bit. He attacks Charlie Von Drager, kicks it out. The three-pointer on its way, a little bit off.
Charlie had a couple nice rebounds tonight, and we need to see that out of Charlie. Yeah.
This is where I like to see the Crusaders push it a little bit more. Rather than we've kind of gotten into where we walk up a little bit and focus on a little too much half-court offense as Sean Schaefer a little bit long on the three. Sioux Center will push it in transition. Van Beek, right wing. Quinn Olson tries to shut him off. Does a good job, but Van Beek does a little better job. Gets Quinn to kind of leave his feet a little bit. Picks up the foul and the and-one opportunity.
Nice drive there by Van Beek, too. Really patient. Yes. Little ball fake. Quinn just kind of got off balance a little bit, took it right into Quinn's body and drew the foul and got the basket. Nice tough take to the basket there by Kale Van Beek, the 6'4 senior.
Yeah. Again, you're not going to see them go deep into their bench. They are who they are. They play who they play, and Van Beek's a really nice player. You can tell that they got a lot of balance, Sioux Center does. Schultz will bring the ball up on the missed free throw by Van Beek. Schultz is going to come up. He'll go right wing to Pierce Conley. Conley looking for a ball pick from Knoll. Comes off there. Not real aggressive. Over to Quinn Olson, looking for the isolation inside with Matt Knoll.
And Van Beek's being really physical with him, doing a nice job guarding him. Like I said, just – yeah. Not taking his eye off.
Well, there you go. Pierce Conley. Tonight has been the night of the unsung hero so far.
And that's
a good thing.
Good if you're healing about that right now, right? Like,
well,
other guys are making shots, and eventually they're going to have to figure out, do they want to keep guarding Matt that way or
exactly.
Come out and play him different?
Again, we're going to stay with Matt Knoll inside on the post on the big boy, and Aaron's with a nice drive. Misses, hits the bottom of the rim. Nothing there. Knoll in transition will bring the ball up court. Matt, let's go to a little inside out and attack that basket, and Matt turns it over. It was almost another turnover. And Sioux Center, again, does a great job in transition. Layup by Van Beek, and takes the lead back at 22-21 here with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Again, Matt Knoll scoreless so far.
And the Sioux Center Warriors have gotten a couple of runouts on some turnovers. Crusaders haven't gotten that yet, so Crusaders got to find a way to create some turnovers and get some runouts.
Schultz with three, a little bit long, and Bruin with the rebound. And it looks like Cale Van Beek is going to be the primary ball handler. Quinn Olson's guarding him. They've been very patient offensively. They're looking for some isolation, a lot of dribble handoff stuff. They'll get over to the left side to number two. Friedman back over Van Beek, back to number three. Dykeshorn up to top to Van Beek again.
Good job by Matt Knoll front now. Fighting around front, not letting Broom get it so easy in there.
And
we got travel.
That was a travel on Friedman, kind of drug that foot. And we got a very experienced officiating crew here tonight. Plus, we got a very handsome former player just walked by. Tanner Ferguson in the house tonight, everybody. 15 years since Tanner helped lead us to a state championship.
It doesn't seem like that long ago, Tom.
No, it doesn't.
Feels like yesterday, doesn't it?
Sure does. The Crusaders coming in, dribble handoff, Schultz to Olson. Olson looking to drive. He gets to the basket. Brun, again, affecting that shot. And we saw it on the football field. The kid's a heck of an athlete. Coach Rosenboom will call timeout. Looks like we are going to have a full timeout. And we're going to take that chance to send it back to the studio and hear from some of those great sponsors of Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back to the Old Warner Fieldhouse. Tom Betts with Jay Wright. Crusaders trailing Sioux Center 22-21, 4 minutes and 14 seconds left here in the second quarter. Sioux Center with the ball, takes it up top to Dykeshorn. They're looking for the inside post into Bruin. Bruin with a nice little drop step. Nothing there.
Matt Knoll
does a great job staying down on that. Crusaders in transition up to Quinn Olson. Quinn slows it down. Again, I'd like to see Quinn maybe attack the basket on him.
He's attacked Bruin the last couple of possessions and didn't get any out, so maybe he's a little hesitant now. But if not that, just take that three. Hit one earlier.
Right.
Shoot another one.
There, a nice little pick and roll with Quinn Olson.
There's a nice pass by Pierce Conley.
And again, Pierce might be the only guy on the team that can make that pass coming off that ball
left
screen.
Hand and,
yes.
Yep.
Van Beek with the drive on Olson. Olson.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was and I think what got the foul there is that he came down a little bit. And so foul on Olson might be his – is that his first?
That's his first.
Okay.
Maybe it's his second. We're looking –
that is his second.
That's his second.
So Quinn Olson on the drive. Van Beek being very aggressive. He's attacking Quinn. And that's where
We have not shot any free throws tonight, and they've been shooting – boy, they've shot, what, six or eight already, you know. I know Bruin's taking four, and I think this is
Van Beek's
third here right now.
And
so
Van Beek of 50,
they've been getting to the line, and the Crusaders have not.
Van Beek, a 54% free throw shooter, has had more success driving than he has so far at the free throw line. He
fact,
missed
think,
the first one.
I think Sioux Center's only been called for one foul so far tonight. And yeah.
And that one is off of Crusaders. So two missed free throws, but we don't get the rebound. And Sioux Center will maintain possession, I think. Oh, nope.
Looks like he said white ball and pointed blue. It looks like.
Okay.
Because that referee corrected himself. It doesn't look like there was much controversy there.
Again, I want to give a chance here to shout out our second quarter sponsors, Lightform, Keller Williams, Schramm Electric, Service Master Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Plymouth County Right to Life, and Barkley Asphalt. As Crusaders come down, Conley, get off the drive.
Nice
Pierce
drive.
With a nice drive.
Pierce, Conley, nice drive.
Who's this
attack.
Guy?
And again, the way they're defending, those guys have some opportunities to score, and they're taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
A nice three-point lead, 25-22 for the Crusaders.
Yeah. Pierce has done a really nice job, like I said, the last few weeks, but this game tonight, coming off those ball screens and really not only being aggressive, as the Warriors are going to turn the ball over.
He's also done a much better job defending. And I look at guys like Charlie Vondrager, Pierce Conley, Casey Dowd. Those guys all much better on the defensive end than they were at the start of the year. If you look at why they're getting some more minutes, a lot of it's on that defensive end of the floor. And now they see some of the offensive things coming through. But that's where really Vondra, a couple big rebounds tonight. Kaysen getting some buckets. That bench has really played well tonight and stepped up in the absence of Bo Chamberlain.
Well, right now, again, we've mentioned it to Matt Knoll here almost through the first quarter. It's scoreless. Crusaders up three, and they're going to look for a little isolation at Van Beek. His quickness gets around on the post entry. He's attacking the basket, a little Euro step.
And honestly, right there, I'm not so sure I wouldn't foul Van Beek. Not a very good free throw shooter, 0 for 3 in the night. I think I'd go foul him. I wouldn't let him get the rebound and put back like he just had.
Depending on who you are, but yeah, we had guys out there that could foul.
Van
Beek converts, Crusaders back in transition. They're running what's called a little 20 offense. It's a continuous ball screen. And Noel's going to come out of this corner on Vondrager, a little pick and roll. Take Kaysen Thomas up top. Kaysen's going to look to drive. Nothing there. And they're sagging off Kaysen. There's Pierce Conley up top with the ball to the corner to Vondrager. Nothing there. Up top, Sean Schaefer. Schaefer's going to attack basket, use his strength, get to the hole.
Good rebound, Kaysen Thomas.
But again, Kaysen Thomas with the offensive glass, and we've talked about it all season. He brings you second possessions. Great job, Kaysen Thomas, as the Warriors will push it back with Van Beek. He's going to attack Charlie Vondrager. Kick out. Oh!
No secret what Sioux Center's going to try to do right now. Van Beek's just going to try to get downhill and get to the basket. And he's got 12 points here and could have more with some free throws and that, but we're having a hard time guarding him. And, you know, if you get a situation in a game, your best defense might be to foul the guy and make him shoot free throws. That's, you know.
Well, we've seen that happen to us this year. Is the, again, Crusaders will bring it up. Schaefer at the point. You know, I think right now.
3-point lead with 2 minutes to go, and Matt Knoll hasn't scored. And I think you feel pretty good if you're Matt Knoll or Matt Hahn right now about that.
Right. But it's time. I think we do need to get Matt in the scoreboard here. We look for pick and roll. Nothing there. Thomas up top with the three-pointer. Or, I'm sorry, just inside the arc. But Matt Knoll. Matt Knoll with the offensive rebound. A little bit long, and that's going to be a push on Sean Schaefer.
No, I think it was on Sioux Center. I think they had somebody
pushing
on Kaysen Thomas underneath.
Okay.
I think what the foul was there. And Carson Bruin with the foul there underneath the hoop on the rebound.
We're going to take a short timeout here.
Coach Hahn's going to get a timeout.
We'll stay right here. And again. Right now,
I think that's only the second foul on Sioux Center tonight, and a little bit of that is their size. They're defending well, but part of that is who's being the aggressor. I think Sioux Center's been a little more aggressive on the offensive end, gotten some foul trouble, whereas the Crusaders haven't been. And you know, but still sitting in a three-point lead. And
27-24 Crusaders, minute 38 left here in this second quarter, and Matt Knoll has yet to score. So if you want to look at the positives, we've had great contributions so far early on. Kaysen Thomas with 8 points. Pierce Conley off the bench with 5, and plus a couple of really nice assists. Sean Schaefer with 7 points early. So, I mean, we're doing this without Quinn Olson and Matt Knoll, our two leading scorers.
And obviously, Bo Chamberlain's not playing either. So, you know, take out three of your senior scorers, and I don't think Brady Schultz has a bucket yet. So these young guys really stepping up when, you know, and that's hard to do. Sometimes you get in the postseason, those young guys, you know, shy away a little bit, and they have not. They've been aggressive, and they're just playing.
Correct, Pierce inbounds up top. Quinn Olson looking for a little flex cut to Matt Knoll, trying to get him involved. Down pick into the corner to Kaysen Thomas up top to Quinn. Quinn, they're going to sag off him. Quinn's going to look to back down the post and see what kind of action he can get, and he gets the right to the hole.
And Testrotti just not big enough and quick enough to stay with Quinn. And,
no,
I was a little surprised. They're going to run a double, but they kind of held off, and Quinn split it and got a bucket.
And, again, biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders at 29-24 here with a minute 10 left in the first quarter. Aarons looks inside. Nothing there. Goes inside. A little skip pass back to Van Beek. Van Beek is the guy they're really looking for a lot. I think Sioux Center is going to have to get somebody else involved in the offense. Bruin inside, posting. Van Beek up top. Not really the shot he's looking for. Out to Friedman. Nothing there. Again, the shot clock's down to 7. They're going to have to do something. They get it inside. And the
big shot.
Bruin, the nice little left-handed inside. Jump hook over Matthew Knoll.
Four left on the shot clock, yeah. And just a really nice there. But I'm not sure why Matt's letting this ball roll. The clock's running, so I'm not sure what he's trying to gain here from that.
He was resting. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I think so, he thought the clock wasn't running. But
he sees it on TV, so he thought it was cool. Crusaders are going to wait, take the last shot.
About 3 seconds there between the game and shot clock here, but 23 on the shot clock, about 3 seconds more on the game clock, so... Again, Crusaders with a three-point lead here, though, and I think if you can, if in other words, even if you miss here, you're up with a three-point lead, you feel pretty good.
Well, Sioux Center with one foul, they might, don't be surprised if you see a foul there. Good job by Sioux Center coming off the pick and roll. They get the ball back, 6 seconds left. Here's Van Beek in transition where he's so good. Number two.
Blocked.
A little bit. Blocked
nice
shot.
Blocked by Quinn Olson down the three.
Friedman had the three, but there was nothing there. And so the Crusaders, hey, we'll take a three-point lead after that half. And they'll go into the time in the halftime up 29-26. Again, you're listening to Catholic Radio, KFHC 88.1, Bishop Heelan Crusader Basketball, Substate 1, Round 1. What a game. We'll send them back to the studio for some to hear from our sponsors.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber donkey floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Swish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a swishing and a splashing. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. I'm Tom Betts along with Jay Wright. Bob Geary, I hope you're enjoying yourself in sunny Arizona today. And for the next, I think, month, Coach Geary said he'd be gone. So for the remainder of this season, you're probably going to be hearing a heavy dose of Tom Betts and Jay Wright.
Well, the good news is our weather's about as nice as his right now. So
absolutely. No doubt about it. But if you're just joining us, we just finished a really intense first half. The Sioux Center Warriors, Heelan Crusaders. Crusaders up 29-26 in a game that saw really Sioux Center come out early, take it to us inside. Matt Knoll picked up an early foul. Quinn Olson picked up two fouls. Crusaders, it was a half of just guys stepping up and really, really bringing kind of not the usual suspects, the guys you didn't really think about.
Well, if you're Heelan, Sioux Center's basically come out and said, we're going to make somebody else beat us.
Yep.
And right now, some other guys are beating them.
Correct.
And that's what's going on. Kaysen Thomas chipping in 8. Pierce Conley with 5. Other guys are doing what they do. You know, Sean Schaefer and Quinn Olson, 9 and 7 respectively. And that's what's happened, right? And I think for the Heelan, you want to get Matt Knoll involved. It'd be nice to – we had no transition points for the Crusaders. No. It's been all half-court grinded out. Sioux Center's been able to get some transition buckets, some easy ones. It'd be nice for the Crusaders to get a steal or two, something to happen, get Matt Knoll a couple easy layups, because now when he has taken a shot, and this happens, if you're a scorer, which I was not,
right.
But if you were a scorer, if you haven't scored, now you're forcing that shot when you get it because I haven't gotten the flow yet. I haven't gotten a shot to go down.
Right.
So now when I get it, I rush it a little bit because now I finally got an open shot and I rush it. Instead of just letting it come as a natural part of the game and let it flow. So Matt will get his points. It'll come. You just got to be patient, stay with it, keep letting these other guys do what they're doing.
Well, if you can do this and win the game, that's the goal.
Yep.
The goal is to win the game and move on. I mean, it's not we're not in a beauty contest right now.
Yep.
Right now it's all about finding ways to win. And the good thing is kids are stepping up. I don't think we can go another 16 minutes without Matt Knoll scoring.
And I also don't know if we can go another 16 minutes. Right now Van Beek and Bruin are scoring kind of, I would say, at will inside, but we got to find maybe an answer for that, whether it's running a double team, whether it's getting a front. But they got 23 of Sioux Center's 26 points, other than a three from Luke Dykeshorn. That's 23 of their 26 points. And
well, hey, they're taking away what we want to do. We maybe need to flip it around and say, how do we make somebody else beat us besides these two guys?
Right. And we're talking about two big kids that they're not.
They're tough guards. the Bruin kid's been handy inside.
But, you know, we've talked for weeks about the Crusaders, and I think they have worked on a little 2-3 zone. You know, going into this game, I thought we'd see 2-3 zone from Sioux Center. Yep. Sioux Center said, no, we're just going to play a man, and they've done a great job of it.
Yep. And they've also done, I mean, I've seen some film on Sioux Center, and the Bruin kid's been playing out a lot of playing the high post. Yep. They've been getting him in the lane and posting him up and really going to him, and I think they think, hey, we got an advantage inside, and they're taking advantage of it. And I've been impressed with him and Van Beek both so far this first half.
Absolutely. Again, this week, just to keep you updated, we've got we'll be back here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as the Crusader ladies try to punch that ticket to the 2024 state tournament as they will take on
Winterset. The Winterset Huskies. Winterset Huskies. A short little drive down the road. So the Winterset Huskies coming up to play the Crusaders, and some good young talent that the Huskies have. But
speaking of young talent, Coach Wright's wife just came by, and she looks younger every day, Coach. And
a lot younger than me.
I'd hate to see what your bill is at the concession stand. Because those kids, they eat out of house and home, and there's no Sneaky's chicken here.
I know B.J. Cook lets my kids in for free at East because he makes it up in slushies at the concession stand.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. But, again, we'll have the ladies tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They've just been playing
really well the last couple weeks. And, boy, the way they're playing, they're going to be a tough out, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's knock on wood at the state tournament. They're going to be a tough out, just playing really well on both ends of the floor right now. And that game against Storm Lake on Saturday, just never let the Tornadoes in the game. Just got them down early and just stayed on the gas and just never let them feel like they could be in it. And, you know, kind of the same thing when they played down at AL and the same thing against TJ. And those last three, four games, just been putting their foot on the gas and just not letting teams think they can hang around. And when that team gets going, and I know I heard Coach Foster talk about this earlier today with a buddy of his, and this girls' team, when they're playing, it's as unselfish of a team as I've seen at Heelan, boys or girls, in a long time. They
Absolutely.
Just a lot of that extra pass, fun to watch. They get out and run, and it is really exciting to watch. So,
you know, we've talked about, you know, in that girls' 4A bracket that I think there's probably four teams that really have a legitimate shot of winning it, and we are one of them. And then if the Crusaders boys can win tonight, we'll be back here on Thursday night with the winner of Storm Lake and Sergeant Bluff. They're playing tonight down in Sergeant Bluff. Again, another tough matchup because Sergeant Bluff has played us to a couple really close games. And if Storm Lake comes out of that, Storm Lake has one of the top sophomores in the state of Iowa who's had visits at the University of Iowa. He's a Big Ten type player.
Well, and we said there's not an easy draw, and it's not like I'd sit there going, well, God, I'd rather play somebody on the other side of the bracket. That anybody you play here in this bracket, I said, we're good enough, we can beat anybody, and anybody's good enough to beat us here. It's just a really, really solid bracket. Sometimes you get a sub-state where, hey, two, three teams are really good, but really 1-8, this is as deep of a sub-state as I've seen us be in a long time. Usually there's a couple teams you kind of, they're not going to win, but, boy, this one is wide open. If Lamar's beats MLC tonight as a 1-8, I wouldn't be blown away by that. There's a lot of talent.
And the team's coming back out here. We've got about 3 minutes left. We're going to send it back to the studio, hear from some of those great sponsors that make all this possible through Catholic Radio 88.1.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and Freilich Family Floor. Just joining us, the Heelan Crusaders lead the Sioux Center Warriors 29-28 as we are just seconds away for starting this here third quarter. Both groups coming back with their first five starting lineups. Bo Chamberlain out tonight. Kaysen Thomas, with a great first half, stepped into his spot. Schultz will start the offense out with a nice little high post entry into Kaysen Thomas, posting up Quinn Olson. Olson with the layup.
Nice little good play design there, right? You're not guarding Matt Noel face guard, so put him in the corner so they can't run help. So Quinn Olson's able to just go to work in the post, and there's no help from the wing. So nice little five-point lead now for the Crusaders.
Great job defensively. Sean Schaefer on Van Beek, making him pick up his dribble in the post. Aaron's up top. He's looking inside to Bruin. Bruin's nothing there. Van Beek with the penetration. Cut off again. Aaron's up top. He hasn't been able to find an open shot. Schultz, nice job defensively. Number three for the
good
Warriors.
Good box out, Matt. Now we got to run out.
Now we got to run out. Our first transition.
First run out of the night, and boy, that was big.
That might be our first run out.
Great 60-foot pass there to Sean Schaefer in transition. Nice finish, but great defensive possession by the Crusaders. Yeah. Nice rebound, Matt. Another chance to run out, Tom.
Yeah, another run out. Crusaders running in. And Bruin on the floor. I don't know if it's an ankle, knee, what, but.
And there you go, Matt Noel. Matt Noel, coast to coast, got a bucket, and that's exactly what he needs to get going.
Yeah.
Is a rebound and a run out for a bucket.
And again, Crusaders extend that lead to a 9-point lead. Really quick, great start by the Crusaders. You always talk about the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. Crusaders off to a good start.
Good weak side help by Quinn Olson, steal by Matt Noel.
Yeah, and again, great. We front of the poster. That was the key, was take, you know, they had to make
a
tough.
Great weak side help from Quinn. Sometimes the front don't get the weak side. Quinn right there to stop Bruin, and that Matt make a steal.
Again, post entry, looking into Kaysen Thomas.
And this is, again, Sioux Center a little bit's had these moments where they have some droughts.
Yeah.
And this is where, if you're Sioux Center, you got it, or if you're Heelan, you got to take it from 9 and get it to 15-16 here. You can't let this sit at a 9-point lead. You need to take advantage of this run and get a couple buckets here.
Yeah. Again, Crusaders doing a nice job entering to that high post. Into Olson, back over to Schaefer. Schaefer looking at the back door.
Brady just wasn't looking for the ball. He was just cutting through and wasn't looking. And
Brady might have gotten away with a little foul there. But again, Warriors having trouble finding someone else to score the basket besides Bruin and Van Beek. They're going to have to find somebody as they move the ball around the outside.
Oh.
Great job inside by Matthew Noel.
Stayed with it.
Bruin with the kind of errant inside shot. Crusaders in transition to Schaefer. Nothing there. Schaefer kicks it back out to Olson. Olson will penetrate. He'll get inside. Nice job, Warriors, staying down. Kick it back out to Matt Noel up at the top of the key. Noel penetrate. He gets Van Beek off his feet. Schaefer with the three, in and out, and Van Beek with the rebound. Maybe a critical possession here for the Warriors. They have gone possessions without really any quality shots. Van Beek on the drive, and he'll pick up the foul on Schaefer, I believe.
And I don't know if that's a terrible foul. That's Schaefer's first, I think.
Yeah.
It's only his first. Put Van Beek at the line. Rather give him the free throw. Put him at the line, but he's 0 for 3 right now, and make him earn it there. Not a terrible foul.
No. At least we say that now. We'll see.
I might have just jinxed it in reverse there.
You might have reversed that because, Van Beek just isn't – I think it's not his rotation. It just seems like he gets up and rushes the ball. 54% free throw shooter is Van Beek. He's shot a fair amount of them. He has shot 54 on the season. Again, he has a second one, and let's see what he can do. He gets that one, nothing but net.
It's one of two.
So 8-point lead by the Crusaders, 35-27, 5:26 left in this third quarter. Noel bringing the ball up court for the Crusaders. Schultz on the right wing, looking for a little high ball pick by Quinn Olson. See how the Warriors defend. They go underneath that screen, and Noel, he just basically puts his head down and says, I'm going to get to the hole.
Finish by Matt Noel right there at a 10-point lead for the Crusaders.
Yeah. And again, not a lot of answers. Matt is he looks like a slender player, but he's a really strong player.
He really has worked in the weight room, and I think that nice steal again by Matt Noel.
Well, and again, the key right now is we're front in the post. Is Kaysen Thomas with the layup.
Wow.
And Kaysen Thomas made a basketball move. That was a really big move.
And a timeout. And, boy, Matt Hahn out cheering on the guys and the Heelan crowd getting into it. Nice little run to start the half for the Crusaders and building a 12-point lead here.
Great run by the Crusaders. And, again, we've got a full timeout for the Warriors. And so we're going to take a chance right now to give a shout-out to our third quarter premier corporate sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. In addition to our premier corporate sponsors, we've got Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Security National Bank is giving our sponsorship for our scoring updates, and we're not very good at that.
I should probably give some scoring.
Let's give Security National Bank some love right now, Jay.
I do want to give a shout-out real quick. Our wrestlers went down to state this past weekend, Brandon Watts and Andy Nuno and Jackson Kinnitz. Jackson Kinnitz with an eighth-place finish down at the state meet. So I want to give those guys a real quick shout-out. It's always fun to get kids down to that state wrestling meet, one of the great events in the state. So congratulations to those three, to Jackson for finishing eighth and making the podium. Also want to give a shout-out to my in-laws, Dave and Sue Ferris, driving back from the Daytona 500, Tom.
Oh, that's right.
So
I knew they were down in Florida.
Got to watch
the
car race. So shout-out there. And shout-out to your wife, too, getting a nice award.
You
and I both married up, Tom.
Yeah, Julie Beck
was
one of the Sioux City Community School District's Teachers of the Year at Hunt School. So very proud of her. The Warriors will take the ball after the timeout. Van Beek up top. Again, Bruin's going to come out, maybe look to for a little dribble handoff. They get it to back over to Aarons, inside of Van Beek. Back to they're looking for a three, and they got the three they wanted. And Briggs Friedman with really his first shot attempt of the night. Big three for the Warriors. That's a big shot.
They need that right there. So nice little play design out of the timeout by Sioux Center.
Well, they just
looked like they went a little zone there, and Matt Gold just split it and got to the basket.
He said, if you're going to zone me, I'm just going to dribble right through the middle of it. And not much defense there by the Warriors.
And Matt's done a really nice job of finding some nice shots this half, getting some layups and that. But his effort on the defensive end has been really impressive. And really the last 3-4 weeks, he's really stepped up on that end. And
He's
made some transition baskets for himself by his effort on the defensive end. So sometimes you get a couple defensive steals that get you going on offense. And I think you've seen that out of Matt here this half.
Well, again, our defense has been jacked up this quarter. It's been the difference is we force another turnover. Here's Quinn Olson on the breakaway. See if he can finish there. And he does. Again, we've had more transition buckets in this
first four minutes
than we have, I think, in the last three games.
And you got to get some of those to build a lead. That's how you get some separation.
Correct.
And now a 13-point lead with 3:30 to go in the third.
Yeah. Again, they're going back inside, back to Van Beek. Van Beek up top to Friedman. Friedman with another three, and he hits the bottom of the net. Well,
but you said they had to find somebody else to score. Now Friedman back-to-back threes. Maybe they found their guy.
Yeah, and again, it's just a 10-point game here. 3:19 left in the third quarter. Crusaders up by 10, 43-33. Noel looking to put his head down to drive a little bit. Von Dreger from three, a little bit long, over the top of the backboard.
I think Brady Schultz would have got that rebound on the backside, but it bounced up and over the backboard. And Friedman, a 40% three-point shooter, so it's not a fluke he's hit a couple threes here. But
no.
Going to have to shorten the leash on him a little bit and stay a little tighter to him now if you're the Crusader defense.
Kyle Testrote checks in for Brady Aarons as Van Beek brings the ball up court. He's going to look to attack that basket. Nothing there. Out to Testrote. Up top to Friedman. Quinn Olson on him.
It's a little closer to him now than been the last
exactly
couple possessions.
Right. Here's Van Beek. He's looking to drive. Nice little pick and roll.
Good weak side help, Brady Schultz.
The weak side help has been the difference is we've transitioned.
Nice left-handed pass.
Great
Quinn
pass.
Olson, nice little left-handed bounce pass to Sean Schaefer between defenders. Really nicely done.
I would say this six-minute stretch of the third quarter is about as good as I've seen us play in a month.
And we've gotten some layups, but it's really been the defensive end where we played really well.
Yeah. Again, foul right there on Noel.
And right there, that's one of the times of defensive breakdown.
Yeah.
Noel was front, and nobody came from the weak side to help.
Well,
when it did come, it was way too late.
It was late.
And People, that was one of the few breakdowns we've had.
People don't realize when you front the post, it's a three-headed deal. You've got to have some pressure on the pass, the front on the post, but in the weak side help is Bruin goes to the line, and he hits the first free throw. Again, a very solid free throw shooter.
He's a really, really nice touch. Left-handed shooter, you know, big body, big frame. I say going to play tight end at Kansas, so you know he's a big body, but, man, just soft touch and really good hands out of Carson Bruin.
Yeah. Bruin with the second free throw is up and good.
And really for the Crusaders, you know, that first half, only 3 points so far for Bruin and Van Beek, and they had 23 in the first half. And it looks like a little 1-2-2 maybe zone here for the Warriors.
Well, I think they're
1-3-1 maybe.
We are going to take away penetration from Knoll. Out to Knoll on the right wing, nothing there. Kicks it back to top to Schultz, back to Knoll on the right wing. He dribbles off the screen, 15-footer, a little bit off. And again, there's Van Beek with the rebound. He's going to bring it in. Don't be surprised if he puts his head down and tries to attack. And Bruin up top of the ball, nothing there. Friedman with Olsen on him, which tells you he must be a player. Off the bench, there's DeStroat with a drive, nothing there. Crusaders D'ing up really doing about as good a job as I've seen him with dribble penetration.
And great, good finish. Nice defense, a good finish by Carson Bruin in the post.
Yeah. Well, and again, this is another situation where Matt, he just picked up his second foul. You can't afford to have him have a third as Sioux Center will come back into a really compact 1-3-1. Skip pass over to Schaefer. Schaefer from three, and it's good.
Bucket. Big bucket timeout, Matt Hahn. Going to talk about how to attack that 1-3-1 there, I think. But big three by Sean Schaefer right there to answer that little mini run by Sioux Center.
Yeah, and this is a short one, so we're going to stay here.
And really, I think that's going to be the key for healing the rest of the game. Sioux Center is going to make some buckets. You can't let them make three in a row or have some empty possessions yourself on offense. I thought the TJ game a couple weeks ago that happened.
Right.
TJ made a bucket. Then we come down and have a couple bad possessions, and then now they got a six-point run instead of, right. You know, it's okay if they get a bucket. You come down, make sure you get a bucket, and stop that run.
Well, and where the healing schedule really pays off is, you know, that last Tuesday down to Omaha Scott, a game we lost by 1 point. You know, to play the 4A schedule, the Missouri River Conference schedule we played this year, I think we there's a lot of things we can withstand because we've seen it.
Yes. Yeah, you're not going to see anything you haven't seen, or size or speed, no. Or you're battle tested.
Yeah. Again, the Warriors will see what they've got chalked up as Van Beek will bring the ball up court. Again, 1:28 left here in the third quarter. Crusaders up 48-37. I'm Tom Betts along here with Jay Wright calling a heck of a fun game.
I also like to see Heelan attack the bat. Don't settle for jump shots. Keep attacking the basket. Sioux Center with really hadn't had any fouls all night, maybe only two or three fouls all night.
Yeah.
Boy, great steal by Kaysen. There's a foul in the backcourt. Great steal by Kaysen Thompson. Kaysen was the weak side help. They tried to enter, and he came over and got a deflection, knocked away, and then got fouled by Bruin as he came up the court, and that's Bruin's second foul. I think that's only the third team foul all night on Sioux Center, and Bruin second. So it'll be nice to get him a couple more fouls.
Kaysen Thomas looks as comfortable as he has all season on the court tonight. Again,
and for a lot of the year, it looked like he was a really good athlete playing basketball, and he looks like a basketball player tonight, Tom.
You're correct. You know.
Just took him a while to kind of maybe get into that speed and that, you know, it took him a while to play varsity action and get used to the varsity game, and he looks real comfortable out there right now.
Pierce Conley on the left wing. It looks like he had something. Nothing there. Pierce turns it over to Van Beek in transition. Matt Knoll's got to be smart to not foul here.
And a bad turn by that Pierce. He threw it away, and nobody back for Heelan then defensively, and an easy run out for Van Beek.
This zone seems to have slowed down the Crusaders a little bit. Got a nice run to start the third quarter, but Schultz up top. Let's see what the Crusaders have. It's a one-man zone or one-man point on there with Van Beek guarding Schultz. Schultz picks up his dribble up to Knoll at the top of the key. Knoll puts the ball down, drives out to Schultz on the wing. Schultz!
Boom.
And
a great job by Matt Knoll.
Yeah.
He could have forced up a 7-foot jumper and it would have been an okay shot, and he found a better shot with Brady Schultz for the three.
Again, he might have gotten away with the travel. It's Friedman now from three. He's going to try to answer, and he does. Friedman, I'll tell you what.
6 seconds left. Not sure if the Crusaders realize it.
Yeah, here's Knoll. If Mole's going to drive, he's got to make sure he doesn't pick up a silly foul.
Oh, he got it.
Finishes it. He gets the ball to go. Great little
post
job.
Post to post, Matt Knoll, and Sioux Center wanted to hold off, and he took it right to the basket and got a finish. Nice bucket by Matt Knoll to finish that quarter.
And, again, the Crusaders will finish this third quarter up 53-42 over the Sioux Center Warriors. We're going to take this opportunity to send you back to the station to hear from some of those great sponsors.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget.
Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and Freilich Family Floor. Crusaders kick off this fourth quarter. First round substate is there's a little question at the scorer's table. As the
question about whose ball it is. We had the ball to start the half. I don't think there was a jump ball in that half. Yeah. So I think it should be Sioux Center ball.
A little trivia for everybody. The head coach for Sioux Center, his father-in-law is, do you know?
I don't.
Aaron Rosenmuth, his father-in-law is Lauren DeYoung, head coach of MLC Floyd Valley.
I did know that.
Lauren's a good friend of us, and we've had
sure
a lot of.
I'm sure Thanksgiving dinner's really interesting at
exactly.
DeYoung household.
Rune inside, gets stood up. It should be 3 seconds, nothing there. 3 seconds has become a five-second call in the game of basketball, though.
And that one might have been 12 or 13, Tom.
But rightly so. You don't
usually want... usually they're the one the guy makes move, doesn't move, then passes out. They usually ding him right away.
Yeah.
So surprised they didn't get that call.
Right.
But
again, Friedman.
I'm with you though. Sometimes too many threes. Yeah, all the fans that yell 3 seconds all the time. Yeah, you don't know if the guy drives the lane, it's not going to be called. They're going to make
right.
a move.
Well, just make sure when you're complaining about 3 seconds, you want the same call
on your team. That's exactly right.
Friedman with the drive, misses. Brune with the offensive rebound, can't get the bunny to go, but he'll go to the line for two more free throws. He's been a freaking flyer at that free
and
throw line.
He has not missed from the free throw line tonight. I believe he's 7-7 right
see,
now.
See if he can
so
put the Geary jinx on him.
Hopefully he goes 7-8 and misses this one. But he has been. They've been smooth. They haven't rattled around. They have been dead center and smooth stroke.
And he gets the second one to go, and Quinn Olson, again, the one thing about the Crusaders, anybody can play that point guard position. Quinn brings it up over to the right side to Matt Knoll. The Warriors look like they're going back to a man-to-man defense with Van Beek guarding Matthew Knoll. They're switching off that. They're going to look inside. Quinn Olson with the three. A little bit
Cason
long.
Thomas.
Cason
oh, wow.
Thomas. And
Cason Thomas kept that alive. Matt Knoll gets the rebound and gets fouled on a putback, but Cason Thomas just out-jumped four people for that.
Cason Thomas, and I've been saying it for weeks, Cason Thomas, what he brings – the average basketball fan doesn't understand how important second possessions are.
He is as quick of a leaper as I've seen us ever have.
Well,
in terms of all of a sudden he's at his height. Like, oh. He just gets up so quick. I think with the Malloy brothers, maybe Wesley Staten back in the day, but, man, he just gets up so quick.
Well, if there's a Sioux City person I'd compare him to, and this is a really stretch, Leon Trimmingham from Briar Cliff back in the day. You could tell that one was he's a little long on that free throw. Crusaders hanging to a 10-point lead here with 7:06 left in the fourth quarter. Van Beek up over to Brune. Brune a hand on to Friedman. Friedman looking inside, nothing
and
there.
Goes a lot closer now than he was
he
earlier.
Stepped out of bounds.
I think it might have been a foul, but he stepped out of bounds first. And nice call there, and Crusaders are going to get the ball back. But Quinn Olson really coming to guard Friedman. He's hit three threes this half after not scoring the first half. And
well, what
now that leashed a little tighter on him.
With Cason out there, what it really allows you to do is put Quinn on a really good perimeter player. A lot of times Quinn he got stuck guarding an inside guy.
It's nice having Cason be that help side guy to come over. He's got that leaping ability to come over, help block a shot, get a steal.
Yeah. Oh, Schultz with the turnover there on the pass.
And I think
back to Quinn Olson. And then got into Thomas. Thomas, I think, got fouled. Nothing called. And a little scramble there. That's a little rum-dum play. And
ball was bouncing all over the place, and Sioux Center comes out with it.
Yeah, there's Van Beek. He'll bring it up, and he's going to look to maybe a dribble handoff there to number 11, Aarons, over to Friedman. Friedman now matched up with Sean Schaefer. Van Beek up top with Quinn Olson on him. The guy that's been quiet this quarter is Van Beek. Matt kind of gets caught right there trying to take the steal. Van Beek on the drive. He's going to attack basket, and he gets it to go.
I think Quinn came out and guarded a little too closer. He's not going to hurt you from three.
No.
Stay off. Give him a step. Yeah, Quinn kind of came out and tried to get up into him and just back off a step and make him drive on you.
Again,
Sioux Center back with an eight. Skip pass over to Schultz. Schultz back up to Quinn Olson. They're going to sag in on that. Sean Schaefer inside. I like the look. He looked for Kaysen Thomas. KT just couldn't handle the pass. But right Chris there, Sanders did a great job sharing the basketball.
As I've said, don't ever pass up a three-foot shot for a three-foot shot. And I think Sean could have gone ahead and tried to finish that one. And a little bit too unselfish.
Yeah.
You got a three-foot shot, take it.
Again, the Warriors just hanging close here. Eight-point game. Big possession here. Hand off to Aarons. Aarons up top to Friedman. Friedman looking up top to Bruin. Bruin back to Van Beek. They'll swing it to the left side. Inside to Bruin. Bruin's going to take it back at Knoll. Nothing there. Matt does
good
a great job staying
Matt
out.
Knoll.
And Aarons is a guy we haven't heard from. You know, coach's son, he's been very patient, but Schultz doing a nice job on him. Back into Bruin. See what he's got in the arsenal. Out to Van Beek. Van Beek's going to drive. He's going to try to attack basket. Someone's going to have to shoot it. And a long
great
three.
Great defensive stand by Helan Force. A long contested three.
Yeah, great, great defensive stop there. Knoll walks it up the right side. He's going to be patient up top to Quinn Olson. Quinn's going to take a look to see if he can take Bruin to the basket. It's a big body. Up to Schaefer. Schaefer off the ball screen. 15-footer, a little bit short. And here comes Friedman. He'll walk it up. Sioux Center not pushing it quite as much as they did in the first half. Over to Van Beek. Van Beek.
Well, again, later in these games, too, you value every possession a little bit more than you do in the first half. And
well, and the other thing is you have, when you are the Warriors, you only really played five guys.
Yeah.
Van Beek
some
looking
to drive. Fatigue sets in after a while.
Van Beek looks, and again, Van Beek doesn't really look to shoot anything other than
layups. He's not going
to
shoot jump shots.
Friedman from top. Friedman a little bit off, but Crusaders
great
will.
Great job keeping alive Kaysen Thomas again.
And Matt Knoll transition picks up his dribble over to Sean Schaefer up top to Quinn Olson. Quinn Olson from the top of the key. He thinks twice about that. Left side over to Matt Knoll. Matt Knoll's let's be patient here. Let's get a good shot, Crusaders. Look for a little ball pick from KT, Kaysen Thomas. And again, Matt, a nice little spin move. 12-footer up. And guess who kept the ball alive? Kaysen Thomas, but again, off the Crusaders.
Kaysen Thomas up there, battle for it, off Kaysen, out of bounds, and do Warrior basketball.
You know, he Kaysen reminds me, and he has, of Alex Moy.
Yep.
When Alex was a sophomore.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar.
And
very similar role. Yep.
Correct. And the Warriors are going to come up and call timeout. That's going to give us a chance to talk about tonight's fourth quarter premier sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. In addition to our premier championship sponsors, our other season-long fourth-quarter sponsors include the great people from Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and new sponsor Tri-State Nursing, as well as our friends at Security National Bank. We can't forget them. 4:05 left here.
54-46 on the Security National Bank scoreboard.
Good job, Jay.
I'm getting better, Tom.
I'm getting there. 4:05 left here in the fourth quarter. Sioux Center ball, big possession here. Still anybody's game. You got to finish these games out. This is where championship games teams are made of. Can you finish this game out?
You got to take care of the ball. You can't turn over. You got to rebound the basketball in this situation. And then down the stretch, you got to make some free throws. And that's really what it comes down to in these last 4 minutes. And this Healing team's been in a ton of close games. It's been, you know, every game's come down in the last 3-4 minutes. And in that same boat again. And, again, the defense by Healing's been really good. Need a stop or two here to kind of ebb the momentum that Sioux Center has.
Yeah, both teams with one team foul. Again, if you're not familiar, the new rules are quarter fouls. The fifth team foul, both you'll shoot two free throws as they go into Bruin. Bruin's looking to post up on Matt Knoll. Nothing there. Matt staying down on that pump fake out to Aarons. Aarons finally got open, and he hit the three. Big shot by Mr. Aarons, Brady Aarons, the junior sharpshooter. Olson will come up. I'm sorry, Sean Schaefer playing the point over to Pierce Conley. Pierce with the ball pick. He's looking for that same thing we did the first half. Can't get the pick and roll. Kaysen Thomas with the pick and roll. Out to Kaysen Thomas again. We need to get Matt Knoll, I think, needs to get a shot right here. Matt goes baseline. Nothing there. And he might have stepped out of bounds, and he did.
He just forced it a little bit. Just, I think the Crusaders only 1 point this quarter, and now getting a little gun shy. Nobody wanting to shoot the ball again. Every possession gets a little tighter now. You just got to lay your header back, keep playing.
Again, with them playing man, it might be a perfect opportunity to say, let's go inside to the post.
Yep.
To Matt. You know,
yep.
Matt's
he's a really good player in
he's
there.
He's a good player post. Yep. We haven't posted him up, and especially we shot the ball decently as Van Beek comes up and enters at the high post. Nothing there. Thomas with a good defense. They'll kick it out to Aarons. Aarons inside to Bruin. Bruin. Nothing there. Back out to Friedman. Friedman says, "Up, I made a few. Nothing there." Up to Aarons. Aarons to the left side of Van Beek. Van Beek been quiet this half. Again, Shot clock's running down. Van Beek from three. Nothing there, but the offensive rebound.
Oh,
Keller,
oh,
but great job, Sean Schaefer. Sean Schaefer came from nowhere to really tip that outlet pass back to the Crusaders.
And you're okay if Van Beek's shooting that three. You're okay with that shot. Yeah. Great job of hustling, getting that loose ball, though, after the missed shot by Sioux Center.
Yeah. Crusaders going to have to run their best set right here. Brady Schultz up top. He goes to the right wing to Matt Knoll. Looking for a little ball pick with him and Quinn Olson. Matt comes there. Nothing there. So Quinn Olson, this is where he likes to go. A little
ten
isolation.
On the shot clock.
He likes isolation plays. He's going to try to take the big boy off and see if he can get him off his feet. And nothing there.
Nothing.
A foul on Kaysen Thomas. Not a bad foul.
Not a bad
22nd foul. Again, 54-49. 2:15 left here in the fourth quarter. The Crusaders up 54-49. And two team fouls on the Crusaders, one on the Sioux Center Warriors. Still anybody's game here.
A two-possession game, and you need to stop here for Heelan.
Yeah. Van Beek, as he's done all night, brings the ball up against Sean Schaefer, looking for a little pick-and-roll action with Carson Brune. Van Beek gets to the hole. Matt Knoll just stays down and says, up, I got the box shot. Might have been an illegal pick there. Schultz from three.
Get up
there.
Good hustle, Brady.
Great hustle, Brady Schultz.
And timeout by Matt Hahn.
I like the timeout. And we're going to
this is where your shot clock really changes the game, Tom, because if this was 2 years ago, you'd get the ball in, run a four corner, make them come foul you, and now you got to keep playing to run a really good set here and try to get a bucket. You can't quit playing right now.
And we do have a full timeout, so we're going to send it back to the studio for a quick word from some of our sponsors.
People's Bank knows that game day is always exciting. One thing that all of our Crusader teams have learned is the importance of teamwork. That's a key success in banking, too. People's Bank employees work with you to make it a team effort toward your financial goals. You can stop at our Sioux City Morningside or North Sioux City locations. Here's wishing you the best from the team at People's Bank. Go Crusaders! People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Well, just joining us, Crusaders had a side-out inbound, turned the ball over against the Warriors, who took it out for a layup. Three-point lead by the Crusaders. The Warriors kind of amped up this defense here in the last 30 seconds as Matt Knoll's going to go inside. Again, just to set the stage, minute 19 left, 54-51 Crusaders. Crusaders have the ball out underneath. Both teams with two-team fouls, so really not a factor right now. Crusaders need their best play as a looking for Knoll on the slip, nothing there. Now you bring it out and you say, what's our best set? What is our best set? Sean Schaefer up top. He'll come over to the right side to Kevin Schultz. I'm sorry, Brady Schultz. Brady Schultz on the drive, nothing. Kicks it out, Schaefer. Schaefer's thought really too much.
And still 22 on the shot clock,
yeah.
So no rush. Minute on the game clock. So under a minute,
and
15 on the shot.
And the Warriors face guard Matt Knoll right now with Van Beek. They're going to say someone else is going to have to shoot this basketball. Backdoor cut. Kaysen Thomas,
oh, wow.
With the
great
layup.
Pass, Sean Schaefer, great cut, Kaysen Thomas.
Great job. And you know what? Kaysen Thomas couldn't have made that cut a month ago.
No.
He wouldn't have known.
Or missed the shot, would have rushed the shot.
And Brune from three.
Oh, that
wow.
Was pretty.
Boy, I didn't see that one coming. The big boy steps out, and boy,
only
we got
a 14% three-point shooter, but that looks smooth, Tom.
Carson Brune with the big three to get that down to a two-point game. Again, 56-54 Crusaders. Crusader ball. 39.2 left here in the fourth quarter. This is what tournament basketball is all about.
And right here, 2 point, 4 second difference, 39.2 on the game clock, 35 on the shot clock. So Crusaders can run this down quite a ways. If you're Sioux Center, do you run that down to the shot clock? Or do you foul? You got to get to five fouls. Do you start fouling if you're Sioux Center behind two? I think you got to foul and try to get in the line and extend this game.
With 39 seconds left with the shot clock and three fouls, I think you've got to be really aggressive in a full court pressure situation.
Yep.
Don't be afraid to foul. Go for something. And then, like you said, you can't let a lot of time run off. And then this is going to have to be a deal where you play the foul game.
And you got to be really strong with the ball because they're going to be super aggressive. Well, if they foul, it doesn't matter right now. Well, they're going to be really aggressive going for it. You got to be strong with the ball if you're healing.
Well, here's the other deal is, and it took teams a long time last year to realize this rule. Every time you foul, the shot clock resets to 35.
Yep.
So you better do it early.
Yep.
And then you play the foul game.
Only being at two fouls, you got to foul three times if you want to get to that bonus. So you got to foul right away if you decide you want to foul. You don't want
to
wait.
To me, and this should benefit Helen, but this is what I don't like about the new rule this year, is you go straight to two shots.
Yep.
And I'm still a fan of the end of the game, the 1-on-1.
I don't like the 1-on-1. I think two is great. I love it.
I mean, I just think it.
My 1-on-1 was so arbitrary, and you reward a team for fouling, and
I just don't think that you should. I think it takes the pressure off.
Yep,
I like the pressure. And again, the Crusaders, they've got Quinn Olson with four receivers to his left. They've got five guys out of bounds, and again, they're looking for the inbound here. But again, I think you're going to see a real quick foul unless you get a steal. Well, I guess.
They're gonna maybe
the Warriors are—they're not gonna foul. You can't foul now. The Warriors are gonna basically play this one out defensively with two fouls. Schultz up top
here.
See
if Helan has a play called here if they want to call a timeout when that shot clock gets down. Shot clock down to 15.
And again,
19 on the game clock.
And again, this is a situation where they're gonna try to get Matt Noll the ball. Quinn Olson on the drive. Nothing there. They're gonna take Matt Noll out of this.
Five seconds on the shot.
Quinn
clock.
Olson's gonna have to shoot this one.
And he got a Drew foul. Drew foul, no shot, so reset shot clock. Yeah. That actually worked out well for Helan. 7 seconds left and reset shot clock now, and now Sioux Center's got to foul twice.
And it's going to be really hard to foul that many times, and that's why you don't do it.
And that's why we said you got to foul right away.
Yeah.
And that's me. I foul right away and extend the game as much as I can if I'm behind. That's
now,
me.
Now, where we were at, I'd love this. I wish I had a replay because it didn't look like a – we've seen more egregious fouls. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
If you're Sioux Center, you actually would prefer that to be on the shot. Them calling on the floor actually hurts you.
No,
he was shooting. You know, we want him shooting those free throws.
Yeah.
Instead, they call on the floor, so now you're healing. You got one timeout left. You just use the timeout here. You only got one left. So you kind of want to get that ball inbounds. If you don't, you got to call that timeout. Don't force an inbounds pass that's not there. They're going to foul you right away. Then you're going to inbound it again. They're going to foul you again. Then you're going to shoot some free throws. So see what Matt Hahn draws up here under the basket. You're going to be on baseline inbounds.
Yeah. That's coaching's not easy, and it's all you got to pick your poison.
Yep.
But
you can go either way, right? It's sometimes if you'd done it the other way and we'd have gotten a stop there, it looked like a genius move. So
right. Now don't be surprised to see a Warrior step out and try to take a charge as Matt Noll tries to get open off this stagger. You're going to see a quick foul.
Yep. Got the ball high post to Brady Schultz. I almost said Kevin Schultz there. You got me saying
it. I know it.
So now it looks like they were going to be a sideline out of bounds. And earlier in this half, bad sideline bounds entry, and it led to an easy Sioux Center basket. So this is not easy. If you're you prefer that under the hoop inbounds.
If you're Sioux Center, you should be right now trying to take away Matt Noll.
That's the foul they want on Kaysen Thomas. So Kaysen will be going to line shooting two with 4.9 to go.
They got the guy they wanted, I believe, at the free throw line.
Yep, I would say that's the guy you wanted, Kaysen Thomas, on the year.
But I think Kaysen Thomas.
5 of 10 on the year free throws.
Kaysen with, again, and 12
healing,
points
a big
tonight.
Thing here, if you're healing, you got fouls to give. So if they get a rebound, foul them. The inbound, foul them again. You got two fouls to give. Don't let them take off of that ball down the court. Foul them a couple times. Make them have to inbound that thing again.
Yeah. Big free throw here. Thomas is going to make.
I think that's only the third free throw healing shot tonight. And, boys, he stepped up big. 13 points for the sophomore. He has been huge tonight in a timeout. And, again, if you're healing, you got two fouls to give. Use those fouls. I know Matt's not a big fan of fouling up three.
Right.
And that's but here you want to foul three because you got two fouls to give. And by fouls to give, you foul them. Now they get inbound again.
Don't foul them shooting.
Don't foul them shooting to three, but foul them inbounds in the backcourt, something like that. Obviously, if you're Kaysen here, make that free throw. Sioux Center now out of timeouts. So if Kaysen makes this free throw, If you're Matt Hahn, go stand your guys right by you on the bench and don't let them go down there and do anything stupid.
Right.
Get away.
Yes. Now, the only thing you could do is if you do that, you could send a guy full length of the court, don't touch the ball, make a layup, and no time runs off the clock, basically.
But it doesn't matter. It's less than 5 seconds. You don't have to inbound if you're healing.
Yeah, that's true.
So under five, you don't have to inbound. So they can get a quick bucket. Doesn't matter.
Then you call. Then you go. You slap the ball you get a tee.
Or you call timeout. Coach Nick Nelson, we've had that discussion. If you're down four, make it three, you call timeout and take the technical.
Yeah.
It's the only chance you have by extending the game. So,
well,
again, a lot of things going on with 4.9 to go, but if Kaysen Thomas makes this free throw,
then a lot less to worry about.
You should win.
Again, if we don't hand out players of the game, but if we did, Kaysen Thomas would be at top of that list tonight.
There's no question he's been the difference maker tonight. Sioux Center came out and said somebody else is going to beat us, and Kaysen Thomas answered that bell.
Yeah, yeah. And, again, it's been a tough night, and you know, hats off to the Warriors as they were down 12.
And they're a team that's made runs all year, and the team that's been down big and come back to win, a team that's been up big and lost. So you knew they weren't going to quit playing, and they were going to come back and make this a game, and still a one possession game with 4.9 to go.
Yeah. I think the gamble by Coach Rosenboom of running that clock down to 5 seconds was a
– he might want that one back, but, boy, it almost worked, too. In and out. A good foul right there. So a second and a half off the clock there, and now they got to inbound under their hoop again here. So
I don't know if it was a good foul. And why I say
yeah, because he would have had to throw it. Now they can inbound. They can throw it the length of the inbound.
I think he would have dribbled the ball out and had to throw up a heave.
Yep. And now they're going to run a little ping pong play here, Tom.
Yeah, we know this one.
We know this one.
No, this is where I think you want somebody on the ball.
And they can't run the baseline here, so you put somebody on the ball. KT's going to go back. They're going to go long. And that's going to go touch.
Oh, that's a sooner ball.
And now it's going to be 1.3 underneath.
It's getting interesting.
I think Matt Noel thought that it wasn't touched. It was going to be our ball.
Oh, but I don't think right now I don't like the fact that we called the timeout.
Now they can draw up
something.
Because
now they get a draw play. They didn't have any timeouts.
Yep.
So what happened there, if you're listening, I have to forget, not everybody's watching the TV here. The Sioux Center tried to go the length of the court, a little tip ball, and Kaysen Thomas tipped the ball, and it ended up going out of bounds 94 feet away with 1.3 seconds left. The Sioux Center was out of timeouts.
Had we been able to jump up and grab it, just throw it back, and it, I think we've been okay.
And
so.
Again, Sioux Center out of timeouts.
Yep.
Would have had to run a play, from the old book. Coach Hahn called the timeout, which isn't a bad call because you want to make sure everybody's
make
on
sure
the
you
strike.
Know what they're doing.
Defensively,
it's
we
still
are
a foul to give. They inbound it. I don't know if you want to foul away because they're going to catch and shoot.
I don't know if you want to foul.
I think you just got to guard it and hope for the best here.
Yeah, that's a situation where you see more often than not. Somebody fouls a three-point shooter, and they go to the line for three free throws.
And for Heelan, I think the worst you're going to get out of this is overtime. But, again, Heelan defended that play well, just a little bit of a deflection and went out of bounds. And going to be Warrior ball under the hoop with 1.3 to go. The Crusaders up 57-54, excuse me. So going to be an exciting 1.3 seconds here. And
yes, it is.
See what the Warriors draw up here on timeout. See what Coach Rosenbaum has drawn up for the Warriors. I got to think they're going to try to get Friedman at three here. He's been their best shooter this half.
Or
go back to Brune.
Right now they've got their four shooters out there. They've got Van Beek inbounding it. They're running a little pick-to-pick or slip, maybe a pop. So they got to inbound the ball with somebody.
Great defense by Heelan. Got him to take about a 30-foot shot from the Frederick Family Court logo, and it falls short.
Yeah.
And the Crusaders will hold on to win. Only scored 4 points in that fourth quarter, but four was enough.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you tuned in tonight, we had a heck of a game. Both teams exceptionally, gritty matchup by both teams. And we'll take an opportunity here to kind of catch our breath. Crusaders with the win 57-54 over Sioux Center, first round of Class 3A Substate 1. We're going to send it back to the station so you can hear from those sponsors.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188.
find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than two dozen shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the Old Gorman Fieldhouse. As you've just, we finished up a great first round Class 3A Substate 1 win for the Crusaders over Sioux Center, 57-54. A game that we saw the Crusaders lead 29-28 at halftime. Came out guns a-blazing in that third quarter, made a great run, got a 12-point lead. And you know what? Sioux Center said, we're not going anywhere. They withstood that run, and Briggs Friedman, the 6-foot senior, hit some big threes. Carson Brune, maybe the biggest three of the night here with less than a minute left. Crusaders hang on, though. Go to the free throw line. It's this shot clock, foul deal, all goes into this game.
A lot
game
of late
now.
Game situations were way different because of the shot clock and the foul rule. And, man, did that change how the end of that game was
absolutely
played.
Absolutely, it does.
Made for a really exciting finish. But I think if you're Heland, Sioux Center, like I said, they've been a team all year that's made runs. We made ours in the third quarter, which has been a time Sioux Center's given up some runs. They've always made runs coming back. We withstood it, made just enough plays, and you think about that fourth quarter, the only bucket they had was Kaysen Thomas on a back door making a great play, and the other one was the Kaysen Thomas free throw, so three by 4 points. He was huge tonight. Sioux Center dared him to beat him, and he beat him.
Well, Kaysen Thomas, not only 13 points, don't know how many second shots he really kept alive for the Crusaders, but and Quinn Olson, solid minutes. Matt and Bowe, big second half for Matt.
Finished with 9 points, but he had some great. I want to say something. His defense the second half was the catalyst for that run.
Well,
some block shots, some steals, some rebounds. His defense, and you might say, well, he didn't score a lot. That's okay.
Yeah.
He did a ton of other things. Great players find ways to help a team win, and he did that in that third quarter in particular, and really had a great assist to Brady Schultz when he could have taken a shot himself. So he really made some great plays. Scoring's not everything. And the great ones make great plays, and Matt Noel had one of his better games in terms of across the board, even though he only scored 9.
Right. The Crusaders finished with Kaysen Thomas with 13 points, 13 big points.
Yep.
Brady Schultz with a three-pointer for 3 points. Quinn Olson, 13 points. Sean Schaefer with 14. Sean's starting to get a little rhythm back with his perimeter shooting.
Yep.
Matt Noel held scoreless in the first half, finishes with 9 points. Two times in the last 2 weeks where Matt's been held under double digits, which is really, really strange. But, we'll take this. We'll take a win is what we'll take.
Survive in advance in these games. That's all. You just survive in advance. And Bo Chamberlain didn't play. And that affects your depth and your rotations and Bo didn't play, Matt will not score for half, and you're still a three-point winner. Hey, you'll take that.
And off the bench, Pierce Conley and Charlie Mondrager. Pierce Conley with 5 points, a couple nice assists. Charlie Mondrager with a nice floor game. We got some really, really good contributions across everybody.
And I think if you're Matt Hahn, you're encouraged about the points out of some of those guys, and you're really encouraged with the way you defended when you needed to defend, and I think that's got to be something you go into the next game you got to be happy about, which, by the way, Sergeant Bluff, middle fourth quarter, up 5 on Storm Lake, 53-48.
Okay.
So, but 3 minutes to go on that one, the last we saw, and the Warriors were up 3 in that one, so maybe a chance to play another Warriors here in the next game.
Again, we want to thank our post-game sponsors, premier sponsors, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Spencer, Peter and Matt Sinchins from Danbury, Rob Waterhouse from Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers, South Sioux City and West Point. You've been listening to Crusader basketball, boys substate basketball here where the Crusaders just grabbed a big, big first-round win, 57-54, over a very, feisty Sioux Center team that really came into play. They were not going to go down easy, okay? In addition to our Knights of Columbus insurance agents, Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Dago, Peter, and Matt Sinchins, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, our other post-game sponsors include Matt Lawler and F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile, and then also we have really been helped out in this postseason by these sponsors here. Five Star Awards and more, Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Greg Fisher, and Chrissy Smith Funeral Homes. We can't say it enough how much we appreciate all these folks that make it possible for us to broadcast the Helan Athletic events. Jay, now we move on. We got to wait and see who we play.
Thursday night, either the Storm Lake Tornadoes or the Sergeant Fluton Warriors right here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse on Frederick Family Floor. And it should be another great environment. If it's, you know, if it's Sergeant Bluff, that'll be a raucous crowd. There's been a couple of tight ones with them already this year.
I don't buy into the old adage, it's hard to beat a team three times. I never did buy it. I actually think it's harder for the team to win after you beat them twice.
Sometimes it's easier to lose to a team three times. If I've been beat by a team twice, I don't necessarily want to play them a third time, you know?
Right.
So,
well, Jay, it's been fun.
It worked. We'll be back at it tomorrow night.
We'll be back at it tomorrow night. And we want to say hello to Mr. Robert Geary out in Arizona. He's probably been golfing all day, so he's probably taking a nap about right now. But and we want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate you listening. Whether you're just catching us on the radio, or if you're catching the stream and watching these guys, we hope that you enjoy the game and we certainly enjoy you guys tuning in. What you got any closing thoughts, Jay?
Tom, good win. Survive in advance. Let's win another one tomorrow and start making some plans for Des Moines. And this is a fun time of year, as you well know, Tom. And
yeah.
Now that we're not coached, we get a lot more sleep. So it's even better.
Absolutely, absolutely. So for Jay Wright, I'm Tom Betts. And for Louise back at the station, thanks for your help tonight, Louise. You made it all happen for us. So thank you for tuning in to Catholic Radio, and you've been listening to Helan Basketball, Boys Basketball Substate. Again, the Crusaders come away with a 57-54 win tonight. Good night, everybody, and be safe.
You think you are prepared, but are you? I'm Kelly Hendricks, the pre-needs counselor at Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes. I invite you to join me and Siouxland Catholic Radio Tuesday, March 19 at 11 a.m. for a free lunch and learn here at the station. You will learn the importance of pre-planning and better understand why being prepared can be the best gift you can give your loved ones. You can RSVP by contacting me, Kelly Hendricks, at Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes or Siouxland Catholic Radio.